Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your national cash contest code word for 330 is ROCK. R-O-C-K, ROCK. Text that to 72881, ROCK, R-O-C-K. Text that to 72881. Your national cash contest code word is presented by BetQL. Let's go to the phone lines right now and talk to our next guest, Josh Vernier. He is our Royals insider. Vern, how's it going?
All right, I just asked Rob this question. What would you think of someone that goes to Wendy's, wants chicken nuggets, and doesn't choose spicy?
I would think that person is me.
Rob responded that only a lunatic would choose anything other than spicy. Those spicy nuggets are where it's at, man. You're missing out. What are you doing?
I don't like hot anything.
It's not even that. It's just a little tiny kick. It's not too spicy. You can handle it. Give it a shot next time.
How was your off day yesterday?
Hot. I'm sure you're loving this, 100 degrees.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
No, I don't enjoy it. I like working out in the yard. I like, doing all that stuff. But I like to complain as well, and it's way too hot. So I'm doing more complaining than it is anything in the yard right now.
Oh, we were outside. We had, like, this little station block party thing, and we were in the shade just kind of kicking back under, you know, in some lawn chairs. And I was like, you know what? How can anybody like the winter right now? Everybody's fun. There was music playing. There was drinks flowing. Food. It was great outside today.
I had food and drinks when it was cold, too.
Not outside,
I just
though.
Put on a few extra layers. Can't take off too much. I mean, I can't take off any clothes because nobody wants to see this.
So yesterday, Vern, we had anybody but the Royals day where we did not bring up the Royals one single time on the show today. We were willing to talk about whatever people wanted to talk about, but it wasn't the Royals. Are you sensing Royals fatigue? You would know better than anybody. Pre-game, post-game, text line. Are you sensing that people have started to check out when it comes to this team?
I don't know. You're talking about the casual fan that probably doesn't listen to sports radio. So sure, maybe they're not in a rush to get home and catch the first pitch. But if you're watching Royals baseball, it's always there. I mean, that's, I think the great thing about baseball is it can go anywhere with you. And now with the Odyssey happen, I mean, it really can. So it's in the backyard while you're doing lawn work. It's in the garage. It's in the background on the TV. No, especially on TV, we all know the kind of numbers this city always puts up as far as eyeballs watching sporting events. So sure, there's more disappointment and you're not going to see a packed house tonight, not just because of the weather and all the other excuses that people like to throw out there. Sure, the eagerness to spend your hard-earned money on the team, I'm sure that's going to dwindle, as it should. I'm not going to force people to go out and watch a team that right now is... it's a bad team.
This was our take off the top, and I'm really curious to get your opinion on this. I think most people would consider the Royals to have a good general manager. I think Dayton has done a fantastic job with the team. You don't win a World Series if you're not a good general manager. I think most people would consider the Royals to be a good organization. They certainly, this offseason, it was surprising to see with John Sherman taking over, them spending the resources to go out there and be competitive. I think people would consider the Royals to be a well-run organization as well. With Dayton, with J.J. Piccolo, with the way their minor league system works, certainly a far cry from even when you got here with the team. Like, they are very stable in their front office. Every organization that we think has all three of those pillars wins at a much higher rate than Kansas City does. What's the disconnect from great organization, owner willing to spend money, to the product that we're seeing on the field, where Dayton has been the general manager for 15 years? 8 of those years, they've lost at least 90 games.
Yeah, I think you're having some fun with numbers, though. I mean, right out of the gate, we expected Dayton to win in Kansas City sooner than 2014, sooner than 2013, I should say. Sooner than then, people in Kansas City were expecting Dayton Moore to win. I don't think that's necessarily the case. You call them a great organization. They have great men and women in that organization. But if you leave Kansas City and ask someone in Miami, in Pittsburgh, in Seattle, in Los Angeles, to name the top 20 franchises in professional sports, the top 30 franchises in professional sports. I don't think the Kansas City Royals are necessarily coming up, so some of that might be provincial and us just looking at our team because we're here. But if you look at from 2013 on, I feel like it's explainable. People can say I'm making up excuses, but 13, 14, 15, we all know what happened there. The team went for it in 16 and 17, didn't get back to the postseason for myriad reasons that we could go over if you're interested. And then following the departure of all the names that everyone knows following the 2017 season, we expected a step back, and that's what's happened. This year we expected a step forward, and right now they're on pace to fall short. Sure, on pace to fall short of that preseason expectation. But again, that is rather easy to explain either away or to give solace to a certain amount of the fan base. It's easy to explain why this team has fallen short here in 2021. I think the premise is off to begin with, because I don't know how many people outside of Kansas City would call the Royals a truly great franchise. There are great people in it, but the franchise has one World Series ring in your lifetime, I believe, and it's tough to say that any team with only one championship in 35 years is a great franchise. That coupled with the fact of where this team was when Dayton Moore took over 15 years ago.
And, Vern, I certainly get your argument. I'm more talking about maybe less from the casual, like, outside fan. Like, I agree with you. If you ask the Atlanta Braves fan about the Royals, they really can't tell you a whole lot. But you talk to a lot of baseball people. We have baseball people on the show. Like, baseball people speak highly of the Royals. They speak highly of Piccolo. Like, tomorrow, if J.J. Piccolo wanted to be a general manager somewhere that wasn't Kansas City, I think he could be one. I think he's in line to take over whenever Dayton steps aside and moves to a different role on the team. Like, they have one of the stronger front offices, at least baseball people consider it. And we can kind of pick the beginning point, because you're right. Nobody thought in 2008 the Royals were going to be good, but I would say we are now at the point with the Royals where it shouldn't be all or nothing. And maybe your argument is that it's not all or nothing, where at least in my lifetime, and some of that's not fair to throw on Dayton, they've either been a World Series team or they've been lose 93 games. Very rarely have they been that team that wins 79 games. Like, all right, you know what? Hey, this team's trending in the right direction. That's not what this current team appears to be. They don't look like a team that's going to hover around 500. They're not hovering around 500 now.
Sure. And that's really what you're talking about is 2021. I mean, everything that you're saying is about this year, and where we're at today is disappointing. It's disappointing that there's no other way to wrap up that three-game series against the Detroit Tigers other than admitting the Detroit Tigers are a better baseball team right now than the Kansas City Royals. But it's not as if this team or you and I are unable to explain why. Is Hunter Dozier's awful season and Jorge Soler's brutal walk year, I mean, does that reflect negatively on Dayton Moore? If you want to say yes, that he shouldn't have given Hunter Dozier, the four-year extension, that's fine. Hunter Dozier would still be here and still be here for the next few seasons, whether or not he gets that extension. Jorge Soler, who was predicting that this guy would be one of the five worst everyday hitters in Major League Baseball. I certainly didn't foresee this coming, and I wouldn't have expected the organization to expect Dozier and Soler. Even though they know a lot more than I do and they see a lot more than I do, I can't necessarily point a finger at them and say, you should have known that this five-tool talent in Hunter Dozier was going to be absolutely brutal for the first half of the season, that you should have known that your all-time franchise leader in home runs in a season was going to be brutal for the first half of the season. I just have a difficult time pointing at the front office and say, you should have seen this coming, because I certainly did not.
Right now we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, here for a couple of more minutes. I also led with this at the beginning. Maybe this is something you and I will agree upon. Every time we've seen Mondesi this year, he's shown us his immense value to this organization. That I know people get frustrated and upset at his lack of availability, but just in one game on Wednesday, home run, great play in the field. It's like, this is why the Royals continue to operate the way that they're operating with Mondesi. You have to do everything in your power to get that guy back on the field, because when he's on the field, he is a difference maker. Every single time we've got a chance to see him, he has answered every single question people have regarding him.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I think you're making my point. Because, again, how can you go into the season as Dayton Moore or a member of this front office and say, I'm only expecting to see 7 games of Adalberto Mondesi over the first, 66, 67 games of the season? Sure, you take into account, probably can't bank on this guy to play in more than 120, but I think we all assumed he'd play in more than 7 of the first 67. You have that position as you're getting ready to start the 2021 season. You have that position of shortstop and that position of 3-4-5 hitter. You have that carved out for Adalberto Mondesi, just like you have carved out the 4-5 or 6 spot for Jorge Soler and Hunter Dozier. So when those three spots that we all agreed should be carved out for those three players, when they've been gigantic black holes over the first 67 games, I just don't know many organizations, especially in a market size like this, I don't know many organizations that could overcome that, especially when you're trying to matriculate in young starting pitchers that don't have much, not just big league experience, but professional baseball experience. You're trying to usher those guys in all while your offense is completely stagnant because three of your constants have been no-shows.
I only have one more question to ask you, Vern. We have Game 7, Bucks, Nets. Who do you got?
Yeah, Nets. I thought Nets would have done it in 6 if Kyrie or Harden were healthy. I think the Nets are just a better team in the crunch and in the half-court offense. I don't know what the Bucks are doing. So give me the Nets, and I think the Nets win by 8 or more.
That is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Thanks, Vern.
All right, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.